through again, get through today's practice with him. Obviously, have limited his reps during practice, but he is doing well, and we'll get through today and tomorrow to make a decision for Sunday. Questionable for Sunday.
You don't play Sunday.
I'm sorry, for Monday, yeah.
What about some of the other
today's
guys?
A Friday for me.
Hicks and your linebackers, you know, Hicks and Kendrick.
Same thing. Both of them will practice today. They're both doing good, doing well. You know, just to get a couple extra days rest, you know, for both. And Michael has actually practiced all week. Jordan's been the one that's we've kept out, but both of them will go today, and we'll get a better understanding where they're at, but it'll be fine for the game.
Drops were a major problem last year, and it hasn't been that many so far this year. What's the difference
between
last year?
I just think that it's just another year in the system. You know, another year. With Carson, you know, guys are really working hard before practice on jugs machines, so they're staying after and throwing after, throwing during practice when, say, the defense's portion of practice is up. They're over there throwing on the side. And it's just a constant work in progress. And, you know, it's just a focus and attention to detail. Mike Groh's done a great job with individual drills, with, you know, focus and concentration on the ball. And I think that's a big credit to why the guys are hanging on to the football.
Doug, when did you first notice something? Carson was talking yesterday about how Aguilar's, I think the phrase he used, his confidence is through the roof, and just talked about he's a different guy. When did you first see something different in him?
Honestly, when he came back into the building in April, you know, and part of my messaging to him, specifically to Nelson, was just after the season, was just get away, clear your mind, clear everything. And when he came back in the spring for OTAs, he was a changed football player. He was a changed person. His confidence level was higher. I would say it wasn't like through the roof as it is now, but it was beginning to build at that point of the spring. And each day that he got a little more comfortable in his new role of playing in the slot, helped that. And I think, too, the addition of Torrey and Alshon on the perimeter also, you know, took a little of the pressure off of him, you know, and diverted it to all three of them. So, you know, each day he got extremely better, and he's playing at that high confidence level today.
I know opposing coaches are often talking about it. Jay Gruden said this week that Carson has developed as fast as any quarterback he's seen at this point in his career. 22 games in Carson's career. Are you surprised or know that at all how quickly he's developed?
You know, and that's obviously a compliment coming, you know, and a credit to DeFilippo, John DeFilippo, Frank, guys that are hands-on with our quarterbacks, and they do an outstanding job with them from film study to preparation to individual drill work, giving them, you know, even in the off season when we break that last meeting, giving them tasks and instructions and drills they can work on their own throughout the spring and summer. And it's just a whole culmination of that. And then you throw in Carson's makeup of how well he prepares. He wants to. He loves practice. I mean, he loves practice. And there's not many people that just love to practice. And he's one of them. And he works extremely hard at his craft. And, you know, you have to be, as a player in this league and really at any league and probably any sport, you have to be a player that wants to be coached. And Carson's that way. And I think that's a big it's not only a tribute to him, but I think you know, Frank and John for working with those guys.
Along those lines, he's now the favorite, according to Las Vegas, to be the MVP. The season ended today. Is he the kind of guy?
The season is not going to end today.
is he the kind of person that I think the answer is? But
I think you know the answer, and the answer is he doesn't really listen or pay attention to that. You know, he and I have meetings. So yesterday was like a Thursday type day for us, and he and I meet on Thursday nights, and we just kind of, you know, we talk about a lot of things, a little bit of football and a little bit about life, but he doesn't that kind of stuff doesn't really faze him. He really doesn't pay attention to that kind of stuff. He has a bigger picture. He has a broader picture of the team concept, and he knows that if the team does well, obviously he's going to do well, and then he can be in that conversation at the end of the season. But right now his focus is just week to week. And that's what's so, I think, refreshing with him, particularly this young and so early in his career that really he can really get better and he can improve each and every game, each season. And I know that he's probably going to be in those conversations, you know, probably for the rest of his career.
How rare is that? Those meetings you were talking about with Carson, once a week, just have you always been doing that?
No, we've done it. I mean, listen, we do it. I think it's important that for myself as a play caller and the quarterback that we kind of get on the same page. I want to hear his thoughts from the week of practice, and he wants to hear my thoughts. And then, like I said, we spend maybe 10 or 15 minutes talking football, and then the rest of it is we're talking deer hunting stories. And, you know, he loves to deer hunt and all that, and I do too. And of course, I was talking about my days in Green Bay with Brett. And I mean, we just sort of – it's just that time where he and I can just sort of, you know, take a deep breath, exhale, and really kind of get he and I kind of on the same page going into the game, basically. And I think it's important that we continue to do that.
That up from somewhere, or was that your? Did you pick that up from somewhere? Does Andy do that, or?
Andy would do it during the week, kind of, not necessarily maybe one on one at night or anything like that. But he would do it, pull Alex aside during the day. Or I know back when Donovan was here, you know, even then he would have conversations with it. So I've seen it. Marty Morningwig would do it with Michael Vick. And so I've been around guys that have, and coordinators or play callers that have done that with the quarterback. I just think it's important that communication, line of communication is open, the dialogue is there, and, you know, I want to make sure that he and I are seeing the same things going into those games.
Did that last year as well?
I did. We just kind of started it last year, but it sort of evolved a little bit more this season, and really probably I would say has picked up a little bit more in the last couple of weeks.
When you talked about Carson and dating back to the draft process, you talked about a lot of these traits. Has anything surprised you about him that you didn't see there when you were?
Not really. If anything, everything's kind of magnified what we thought we were getting and what we thought we saw on film from the athlete, from the quarterback, and then the 2 or 3 hours that we spent with him in the classroom up at North Dakota State that day really gave us a glimpse to the inside of his preparation, his study, and how he game plans, how he prepares himself for those college games. Kind of gave us a little bit of a snapshot of what he could be at this level, and obviously he's done the same things. He, you know, the quarterbacks, they set a routine. Each day, they have a checklist that they go down every day from Monday through Saturday, and you know, they're checking the boxes. And he did that in college, and they're the three of them are still doing it today.
In regard to Carson's fast progression, very quarterback focused coaching staff, Flip and you and Frank came from the quarterback himself. A concern there could be maybe that there's, you know, too many voices in his ear, but how have you been able to manage keeping, you know, the same message?
You know, the biggest thing, and I learned this, I've learned this from Mike Holmgren. I've learned this, obviously, from Andy Reid with, you know, going back to Andy's staff and really really go back to Mike's staff, Mike Holmgren, with, you know, Marty was there, even though he was quality control. He had played not at this level, but he had played. He had a cup of coffee in the NFL, but he played the quarterback position. Holmgren played the quarterback position. You know, even when we came here, you know, even though Andy never played the position, he always had quarterback guys around him. And I think it's important from my standpoint as the head coach and being an offensive guy that there is only one voice. And I want to make sure that when I install a play or I'm talking to the offense or to the quarterbacks, that my message is carried through Frank, through John, to the quarterbacks. And if there's something that comes up, they'll come to me right away and we'll discuss it. And then we'll make decisions that way. But you know, I just feel like there's got to be one voice, particularly with the quarterback, and he's only hearing it. It might be hearing it from me, but it's through DeFilippo, through Frank, and that message is consistent and constant. And that's got to be so true and evident each week that is, you know, it's that way, because then that affects the rest of the football team.
As a staff, you guys have done a good job of getting the players to buy into that team success over stats kind of idea. how have you gone about doing that, especially with the receivers? Because, you know, they feel they're open on every play, even running plays.
And you get paid by their
stuff. It's just unselfish ball players. You know, and you know, Alshon could easily say, hey, I need more targets. Or, you know, Zach could say, hey, I need more targets. Or any of the guys could say that on offense. Or, you know, LeGarrette could say, I need more rushing attempts or whatever. But you know what? When everybody has a piece of the pie and you know, you look at the end of the day and all our top receivers are getting equal amount of targets during the game and our rushing attempts or and passing attempts are almost 50-50 and the bottom line is obviously winning the game, then that's the exciting part. And then nobody cares. They're unselfish guys. They don't care about their own stat sheet, their own, you know, bottom line. They're unselfish guys. They come to work every day and practice. Ultimately, it's the team that is, you know, the most important thing. And listen, I talk about team all the time with the guys. It's about us mentality, not individuals, even though it's a lot of individuals coming together. But it's that team atmosphere, and that's what they've bought into and are buying into. And you just offensively, you just never know who's going to have the hot hand that day. You know, in the last game, it was Ertz, and Nelson had some big plays. And, you know, the next week, the week before, Torrey had some big plays. Then Alshon gets an opportunity. So you just never know who's going to be the guy. And that's the way we coach. That's the way I teach. And it's been very, very successful so far.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you, guys.